with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my pearls, man. And she likes my cowboy hat, but she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. If she likes how good I pick a guitar.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Somebody.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know.
I know he doesn't know it all. Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me. But no, he doesn't know it all.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey, I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all time.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks are set to square off for another time this year. The fourth meeting between these two teams. The Rough Riders have owned the season series to this point, 13-5 head-to-head against the Astros-affiliated Hooks. But both these slates have been wiped clean as far as the record shows. Everybody's 0-0. The Rough Riders have already punched their ticket to the 2024 Texas League postseason, winning the first half. But they would like to stay atop the division as the second half gets underway here tonight. So both teams, nothing and nothing on the year. We've got an exciting one here. We'll be joined by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, just in a few minutes. For the time being, I'm Luke Maley. We've got a fun one tonight. It all starts on the mound with a right-hander and Joey Mancini going, making his second start for Corpus Christi at the AA level. A guy that's appeared in 13 games to this point this season, but most of them out of the pen. His only start of the year came back on Thursday at Springfield, where he was the losing pitcher, but pitched pretty well, giving up 3 earned runs, surrendering just 1 hit and 4 walks with a pair of strikeouts across 4 1/3 innings of work. On the year as a whole, he's 3-1 with a 2.40 ERA. He's only been tagged with 1 homer while picking up 46 strikeouts over 45 innings of work. He started the year a bit rough, giving up 8 earned runs in the month of April, but he's given up just 4 over his last 8 appearances, and 3 of those came in his last outing, his first start of the year. On the other side, it's the Rangers' number 17 prospect in Josh Steven, making his 10th start. Steven is 2-4 with a 5.06 ERA across those 9 starts. And he's arguably had his best start and his worst start against this Corpus Christi team. Back on May 5th, on the road in Corpus Christi, he gave up 6 hits, no runs, no walks, and a season-high 7 strikeouts over 5 innings of work. And then on the flip side of things, back on June 4th, also at Corpus Christi, 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. So the strikeout numbers against the Hooks have been really good for Josh Steven, but it's kind of been a story of 2 different games for him, as he's had maybe his best and maybe his worst start against this group. He's given up just 24 earned runs and 42 2/3 innings pitched, but he's been hit a little bit hard by the home run. 8 homers while striking out 39 and walking 15. Exciting one here in the first game of the 6-game series from Riders Field. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from one of the newest members of this Rough Riders group and a relief pitcher, Skylar Hales.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever Skylar Hales. And Skylar, new name in this bullpen. This has been a bullpen that's been really, really good this year. What does it mean to be joining this group of guys, and what do you feel like you can bring to this group?
Yeah, it means a lot. I got a power hit fastball and a good slider, and just looking to join this squad and keep rolling, see what they've got to offer. I mean, they've had a great first half and kind of just want to mend with them and keep going, push to the second half.
Yeah, we were just talking, and you said you got in last night. Still kind of settling in, and I believe you pitched on Sunday, so not sure if we'll see you here tonight in game one of this series opening up the second half, but expect to see you very soon. Walk me through kind of that arsenal that you bring out there out of the pen.
Yeah, I kind of got a low three-quarter slot and fastball upper 90s up to 100, and so that's kind of like my main pitch, and then good slider off of that, just kind of working with those two.
I don't know if you've seen Emiliano Teodo throw it all, but he's been awesome for us this year. You've seen 100-plus on the radar gun from him. You say expect to see it, maybe some from you. What was it like the first time? Do you remember the first time you saw 100 on the radar gun, or and what was that like for you?
Yeah, for the first time, so actually in college at Santa Clara, we didn't have a Jumbotron or radar up there, but went up to the stands after the game to say hi to my family, and some little kid comes up and he's like, oh, looking for Skyler, and I was like, that's me. He's like, oh, no way. You hit 100 today. And I was like, oh, no way. And I didn't know what to believe because it's some little kids coming up and telling me this. And then went around and asked around, and other people confirmed it. And it was pretty exhilarating, I'd say, and just that feeling of something that most people can't do.
No doubt about it. It's super special to be able to hit triple digits. You go back to your time at Santa Clara. You were a starter a little bit. Majority of your work came out of the pen. What was that transition like for you going from a starter role to then coming out of the pen in hot situations and, you know, really having to alter that approach? Because I know for a starter, it's, I know when I'm going to pitch. I know how to prep for that. Was there a big adjustment for you coming into the pen, and what's it been like down the stretch?
For me, I'd say not too much of an adjustment period, basically because at Santa Clara, it was the instance of even when I was starting, didn't know what day I was throwing on, so it was always be ready for anything. I could close the first day, and if not, I'm starting the second one. So be ready every single game for every situation. And then once I moved more towards a bullpen role, the thing that took time to get used to was coming out the gate, full go, emptying the tank, because I was used to having to pace myself for hopefully 5, 6, 7 innings, and now it's go out there and do what I can for one or two and just empty the tank.
Chatting with Skyler Hales here on the pregame show. And Skyler, you go way back. You get into baseball at a young age. Talk to me about growing up in Reno, I believe. What baseball was like to you, and how did you get involved? And when did you really realize, like, I've got a shot to have a career out of this?
Yeah, so I began playing when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and my dad was my coach growing up. My group of friends, close group of friends, was my team growing up as well. And started getting into travel ball when I was about 7 years old, and doing that twice a week, going to tournaments. And then I also played basketball all throughout my childhood, including high school. And in high school, I initially wanted to play college basketball, but I was a 6'4 center coming out of Reno, Nevada, which that doesn't happen at the next level. And so I realized I had a better future and more potential at baseball, and glad I stuck with it, and best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, it seemed to work out pretty well for you. Skyler, thanks so much for the time, and good luck. Maybe the first appearance tonight, we'll see.
Thank you very much.
That's Skyler Hales here on the pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups for game one of this 6-game set against the Corpus Christi Hooks.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Just a few minutes away from first pitch here in this opening game of a 6-game set between Corpus Christi and Frisco here at Riders Field. We'll send it to break for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll go ahead and get you those starting lineups for this opening game of this six-game set.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Go!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
After the Frisco Rough Riders won the first half of the Texas League Championship, the Rough Riders now start the second half, taking on the Corpus Christi Hooks here in game one of the second half and game number 70 overall in the season. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you alongside Luke Maley. Luke, let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start with the visitors on the scoreboard today. The Hooks will line up as follows. The second baseman, Tommy Sacco Jr., will lead things off, followed by the shortstop, Bryce Matthews. Batting third is the number four prospect for the Astros, the third baseman, Zach DiCenzo. Jacob Melton, the number one prospect, will be the cleanup man and designated hitter tonight. The first baseman, Colin Price, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder, Jordan Brewer. Kennedy Corona will roam center field and bat seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder, Zach Cole. Miguel Palma rounds out this lineup. He's the catcher and will bat ninth. Again, for the Hooks, Sacco Jr., Matthews, DiCenzo, Melton, Price, Brewer, Corona, Cole, and then Palma.
All right, thanks, Luke. Tommy Sacco Jr. ready to go and ready to stand in from the right side to get this baby underway. Josh Steven out of the mound for the Rough Riders. Here's the windback in the first pitch of the game. There's a swing and a hot grounder off the end of the bat. Rodriguez has got it at second. He twists and throws under first to get him. And Sacco's done on one pitch.
That's a really good sign for Steven. You go right at a hitter, get a quick out, especially somebody like Tommy Sacco Jr., who has got 14 hits on the year against this Riders group, and that's tied for the lead.
It's a very different lineup for these Corpus Christi Hooks today. As the first pitch comes home, it's just inside for Bryce Matthews. One ball and no strikes. There are only five active players on this roster that have double-digit games against the Riders this season. And the pitch is just inside again, and it's two balls and no strikes, missing this time on the changeup. And these are two teams that have already played each other 18 times this year. The Riders are 13-5. 2-0. That misses upstairs, and it's three balls and no strikes. Bryce Matthews, one of those new faces in this roster. He's the number three prospect in the Astros organization. The shortstop playing in his sixth game with Corpus Christi. Steven Roczen fires, and that fits on the outside edge at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball. It's three balls and one strike on Matthews. He's reached in four of his first five games here at AA. 3-1. Slider misses low. It's ball four. So one out base runner. Matthews is aboard, and here's Zach DiCenzo, the other quote-unquote newcomer to this lineup. Also playing in just his sixth game with the Hooks, but he is far from unfamiliar with this uniform. Last year, came up at the end of the season with Corpus Christi. He was a really good player last year. The Ohio State Buckeye was an organizational all-star. Offering in, low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. He led all Astros farmhands in slugging percentage and was second in OPS. He's the number four prospect in this Astros organization. Steven ready from the stretch, and he rocks in. Slider outside. It's two balls and no strikes. DiCenzo is still just 24 years old. Last season, played in his last 63 games with the Hooks. Slowed down a little bit on the power side, or on the hitting side, I should say, not on the power side. Still at 14 homers in AA last year, but only hit .257, the pinch. And that's inside. It hit him. Got him with a fastball. So Steven loses grip and hits DiCenzo, and it's a walk and a hit batter here with one out in the first inning for Jacob Melton. And Melton is a guy you do not want to mess around with at the plate. He has five homers this season, but has some of the best power in the entire org. This is a very formidable top of the order with Sacco, who was recorded an out upon in the first batter of the game. Bryce Matthews, who just walked. DiCenzo is a monster at 6'5", and Jacob Melton is also a big guy at 6'3". There's a lot of power in this lineup. Stephen Rios Jr., a home plate umpire, goes out and breaks up the mound visit for the entire infield. Justin Juska is our first base umpire. Clay Williams at third base today, our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. So runners at first and second base in the top of the first inning with one out and Jacob Melton, the DH, at the plate. He's having somewhat of a down season from what you'd expect for his numbers. Hitting just .250 across 39 games with those five homers and 24 knocked in. Stevens pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate back behind home. It's 0-1. Josh Steven behind him. Aaron Zavala in left. Kellen Strom in center. Abimelech Ortiz roams in right field. Cody Freeman at third. Maximo Acosta is the shortstop today. Keba Rodriguez at second. Josh Hatcher at first. And Cooper Johnson, one of the best at controlling the running game in not only the Texas League, but in all of minor league baseball. He's throwing out 41% of base runners against him this year. That's a remarkable number. 0-1. Melton swings and grounds it foul at the plate again. It's now no balls and two strikes. If you were listening to our pregame coverage today, you heard Luke mention that Steven has made two starts this season in his career against Corpus Christi. One very good, one very bad. And so hoping for more of that very good variety. Both on the road, he went five shutout innings against Corpus back on May 5th, striking out seven in a 5-3 win for the Rough Riders. And then in his start earlier this month, it didn't go very well. He readies here in the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball, punched down into shallow left center field. Zavala cutting over. He's under, makes the catch. Matthews tags, but bluffs on to third. That's a fly out to left field. Big second out for Steven. Two down for Colin Price now, right-handed batter. In that last start against Corpus Christi on June 4th, he allowed six runs over 4 2/3 innings on seven hits, and it's easy to look at that and say, wow, that was a really tough start. And on paper, it certainly was, but all six of those runs came in the fifth inning, and it was a scoreless game until then. So here's Colin Price, the first baseman, tall right-handed batter, and the pitch. Slider just inside, barely missing, a little bit low as well, and it's one ball and no strikes. Stevens' numbers on the season may not pop off the page either, but it's been about avoiding the big inning for Josh Steven. The 22-year-old is 2-4 with a 5.06 ERA this season. He readies, rocks in, runners take off, swinging a fly ball out to center field. Kellen Strom backing on it into a back pedal, shy of the warning track. He's there, he puts it away, and the inning is over. So Steven allows a couple base runners, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. We're scoreless to the bottom of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Part of the home half of the first inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy to have you along. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Kellen Strom leading it off for Frisco, the center fielder in a scoreless bottom of the first inning against Joey Mancini. Right-hander, shoulder square, just offset of third base. He winds and fires. It's on the middle of the plate, but at the knees. A strike, 0-1. Kellen Strom, one of the best table setters in the league. 0-1 pitch, outside. It's one ball and one strike. His 79 runs scored this season are the best in the Texas League. Rough Riders have been one of the best first-inning teams in the league as well. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. It gets past Mancini out to second. Sacco Jr. has got it there. And he throws off balance to first to get Strom. One away. Nothing-nothing our score. Bottom of the first inning. Here's Liam Hicks now. Hicks has been a really big reason why the Rough Riders have been one of the best teams in the first inning in the league. His 400 batting average in the first inning is the best in the Texas League. And his over 1,300 OPS is third best in the league. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Great year from Liam Hicks. Really good June as well, leading the team in a bunch of categories in this month. 1-0. He takes tight, but just across the inside corner. A called strike, and it's 1-1. A Rough Rider is facing Joey Mancini for the second time. 6'1", 195-pound, 23-year-old. He deals, and it's fouled away to the left side. One ball and two strikes on Hicks. The Bridgeport, Connecticut native was drafted in the 15th round by the Astros back in 2022 out of Boston College. Came up from High A Asheville. 1-2. Up and in. Barely missing. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's two balls and two strikes. He was a very good reliever in Asheville. 9 appearances, a 2.73 ERA, but in long relief. And he's been excellent here in AA. The pitch is chopped foul up the first baseline of the curveball, and it's still two balls and two strikes. He's 0-1 with a 1.76 ERA across four appearances, just one start. He hasn't been a big strikeout pitcher, but he just has not allowed hits this year. In 15 and a third innings, just 7 strikeouts in AA, but a 157 opponent batting average. He peels in the 2-2. Swinging a grounder, foul again up the first base side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes, another curveball from him. He hadn't allowed a single run in 3 appearances at this level until his last start. An earned run, that is. He allowed 3 runs over 4 1/3 against Springfield. 2-2. On the inside corner, strike 3 call. So Hicks down looking, and it's the first strikeout today for Mancini. 2 up, 2 down for Cody Freeman. Good sinker on the inside corner, and when you throw that sinker as a right-hander to a left-hander inside, and it just kind of zips back on that inside corner. It was a perfectly located pitch. So Cody Freeman now. Right-handed batter, the pitch. The sweeper on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. In that one appearance against the Rough Riders, he threw 4 shutout innings, allowing just 1 hit. That was out of the bullpen. 0-1. In the air, down the right field line. Cole giving chase, still running after it. He's there to make the catch. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second. Corpus nothing, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new Power Shift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with Power Shift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We move to the top of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Happy to have you along. The Rough Riders and Hooks, neither team has found the scoreboard yet. Jordan Brewer starting things off in this second inning against Josh Steven. He went 3-for-4 with a homer against Steven in his lone appearance against him this year. It was a 2-homer game for Jordan Brewer. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a line shot, softly hit into center. Strom racing on, and he has to play it on a hop. It's a base hit for Jordan Brewer. So first pitch swinging again for these Corpus Christi Hooks, and Kennedy Corona stands in now. It's 6-7-8 in this second inning for the Hooks. And a scoreless game. This is a Corpus Christi team that is the most aggressive at putting the first pitch in play in the Texas League. They do it an average of about 5 times a game, which is by far the most in the league. Here's the stretch and the offering into Corona. It's low and away, but called a strike. At the bottom of the zone, Corona showed bunt and pulled it back. And the funny thing is, a lot of first pitches have been put in play against Josh Steven as well this year. The 0-1, that's low, and it's 1-ball-1 strike. So it's kind of two things that occur often, and they're both head-to-head against each other. Expect to see a lot of early swinging from Corpus Christi hitters against Steven today. He's ready from the stretch, and he kicks in the 1-1. That's at the bottom of the zone again for a strike with a changeup and it's 1-2. This season, Josh Steven has really struggled against right-handed batters. They're hitting 309 against him as opposed to 259 for lefties, and all eight homers that Steven has allowed have been by righties. 1-2. Just inside, missing with the fastball. Two balls and two strikes. His sinker and his changeup have been really good against right-handed batting. The only thing is the slider, he's ran into a bunch of bad luck with it. It's been a really good pitch this season in terms of its shape. He readies in the 2-2 pitch on the way to Corona. Swing and a miss, got him. There's that changeup down and away for strike three. First strikeout for Steven. One out, and here's Zach Cole. Cole, the number six prospect in the Astros organization, was hitting near the top of the order last time the Rough Riders saw him. He's been in a bit of a slump, though, since going 6-for-16 against Frisco. Rough Riders infield plays to pull for the left-handed batter, and a throw over to first is not in time. That slider has been really, really good against lefties. Lefties are hitting just 150 against it. Righties are hitting 333 against that slider. Stretching the pitch. That's outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. And so his ability to get batters out with that slider from the right side is certainly what's been a little bit of a struggle this year, but certainly what will help propel him forward. He's ready in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. There's that really good slider down low and inside that lefties have had so much trouble with. And it's 1-1. He's still getting strikeouts against righties with that slider. Over half of his strikeouts against righties have been with that slider. He readies here in the 1-1 pitch on the way to Zach Cole. Swing and a miss. Got him. That's down and in again. Got him to swing through it. It's one ball and two strikes. That slider, he wants to throw it down and away to righties and down and into lefties, and he's doing that here to perfection against Cole. He readies, and the right-hander, a long hold, kicks home. Got him again. Slider down and in, three straight, and he strikes him out. Back-to-back Ks.
Well, Zach, you mentioned that's what he wants to do to lefties is come inside and keep that slider down in the zone or even on that pitch a few baseballs below the zone. That's exactly the pitch he wanted to make and really liked earlier on. He got a fly out off the bat of Jacob Melton, but everything got set up because of that slider down and into him.
So he has back-to-back strikeouts here, and now Miguel Palma, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the left side. It's the shortstop. Acosta with a couple bounces over to first, and he got him. Wow. He pirouetted as he fielded and then threw two hops onto first base. Someone looked like he was trying to throw to second, but it still worked. And just like that, Stevens out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the second, still scoreless. Hooks and Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Shut them down, open up. to the bottom of the second inning. The Rough Riders come to the plate in a scoreless game against Joey Mancini. Aaron Zavala standing in for the left side. Zavala trying to get that bat going, batting 204 on the year. First pitch, he swings and hits it hard into center field, but right at Kennedy Corona. He's there to put it away. One out. Zavala got a fastball right in the middle of the plate, tried to turn it around. Josh Hatcher now, fourth in the league in batting average, hitting 298. Second in RBIs, 41. Left-handed batter. Infield playing to pull accordingly in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good curveball down and in, 0-1. Mancini goes to the five-pitch mix. He'll go fastball, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup. He rocks in. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball up and in. It's 0-2. Mancini added the sweeper last year, just like half of the pitchers in minor and major league baseball. Pitch of the year last year. 0-2, up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. And then thought he was a little bit too predictable against right-handed batters, so he added the cutter, and he primarily pitches that cutter to right-handed batters. 1-2. Just inside, barely missing on the heater, and it's two balls and two strikes now on Hatcher. Former Boston College pitcher. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. Curveball, ground ball, bounced up the middle. The shortstop, Matthews, has got it. Just outside of the bag, he tosses to first and gets him. Two up, two down here in this second inning. Five up, five down for Joey Mancini. Abimelech Ortiz steps to the plate. Fresh off his ejection on Sunday. He was arguing that he'd been hit by a pitch. The umpires came together in the second inning, said he was not. He then singled down the right field line, offering home. He takes inside 1-0, and then as he tried to turn it into a double, he was thrown out at second base, said something to the umpire, Nate Diedrich, and was immediately ejected. The 1-0. Breaking ball high, and it's two balls and no strikes. It was a very frustrating series in Midland for the Rough Riders, even though it didn't matter in the grand scheme of things, as Rough Riders already clinched the playoffs, and we start the second half today. 2-0. Swinging a grounder, top foul to the right side off the tarp, and it's 2-1. Riders lost 5 of 6. It was the first time they'd lost 5 of 6 in a series this season, and the first time since losing 5 games against Wichita last year in May. That was a series in which the Riders lost the first 5 games, and then the last one was rained out. Two balls and one strike, the pitch. And that flutters away with the changeup. 3 balls and one strike. The funny thing about the two series, when you look at the last two times the Rough Riders have lost 5 games in a series, they're extremely different. There's a lack of offense last week. 3-1. Down and in, ball 4. Ortiz draws a 2-out walk. It's the first Rough Riders base runner today. And Max Acosta makes his way to the plate now. The Rough Riders last week were outscored 19-12 and lost 5 of 6. They only scored 12 runs in the 6 games, and 6 of them came in one game. Whereas if you look back at the 5 games that they played in that series against Wichita last year, they allowed 54 runs in the 5 games. The pitch tapes the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Acosta. So very different. The Rough Riders pitching staff has still been phenomenal. In fact, the bullpen for the Rough Riders is fourth best in all minor league baseball in ERA. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander is 0-1. Low and outside with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. And Frisco still has the best ERA in all minor league baseball in June as well at 2.55. Just looking to get those bats going a little bit. Tough customer here to draw in the opener, Mancini. He's been really good. 1-1. That's low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. Last week, Corpus also had their struggles with the bats. They lost 4 of 6 against Springfield. In fact, the Cardinals were able to come from a 2.5 game deficit back behind Arkansas. They rattled off the last 3. Throw goes over to first, not in time. The or I should say four of the last five, and they ended up winning on Sunday after an Arkansas loss and clinched the North Division in the first half. The Hooks had some trouble offensively in that series and got no hit. The pitch chopped foul back behind home, and it's 2-2. They hit just 166 last week. The Rough Riders hit 201. The Hooks scored just 18 runs in those six games, and they scored 10 in the first game. Just eight runs in the last five games of that series. Acosta calls time and steps out, 2-2. So something's got to give here, it seems like. Wouldn't it just be fitting if we play high-scoring games every game in this series? It seems like that's kind of how it goes.
That is exactly how it goes.
Here's the stretch. 2-2. Low and outside. Three balls, two strikes in Acosta. They play in the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless game. Rough Riders and Rockhounds had a ton of scoreless games going late into it. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Ortiz runs. The pitch is inside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks for Mancini here with two outs. And Caber Rodriguez has an opportunity to get things going.
Well, and this has kind of been an issue for these two teams as they've met, especially really early in the year. Neither of them were really hitting the baseball super, super well. Both teams against each other on the season, right around a 200 average across 18 games. But the walk numbers have been a bit inflated, and that's created runs on both sides.
This is where the Rough Riders have been really good, though they haven't hit particularly well. They've hit really well with runners in scoring position this season. And Rodriguez has the opportunity, the pitch. Breaking ball, tagged out to second, and over Sacco into right center off his glove. Ortiz wheels around third, and he scores the game's first run. Caber Rodriguez with the RBI single. 1-0 Riders. All right on cue. The walk set it up. The first base hit of the day for the Rough Riders. A single into right center just over Sacco's glove. Caber Rodriguez with the RBI knock. Acosta going first to third on the play. And that's one that, thank goodness there were two outs for the Rough Riders' sake. With Sacco leaping up and that ball tipping off his glove, if there was no outs or one out, runners would have had to hold and the bases would be loaded. But instead it's 1-0, so runners cornered for Cooper Johnson, the 9-hole hitter. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Rodriguez runs, pitches a strike, throw it down to second in time. Rodriguez pegged out at second base, just the fourth caught stealing of the season for Palma, the catcher, and the inning is over. Riders get a run. It comes on a hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the top of the third. Luke Maley on the play-by-play. When we come back, it's 1-0 Riders in the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the third, Rough Riders coming off a score in the bottom of the second inning. Kevin Rodriguez delivered the go-ahead base hit. Now Josh Steven has the top of the card, and the first pitch is chopped down the right field line, but on the foul side of things. It's Tommy Sacco Jr. who bounced out to second base his first time up. Sacco does have 14 hits on the season, which against the Rough Riders is the most on this team, outside of a tie with J.C. Correa, who asked for his release and is now a free agent looking for a spot at the minor league level. The pitch home misses a bit upstairs with a breaking ball. Josh Steven even in the count, 1-1. Full side shift on for the left-handed hitting second baseman. The pitch, this one hit high in the air, out to right field. Ortiz is camped under it. He looks up into the blue skies and hauls it in, one gone. Tommy Sacco Jr. becomes the first out of this third inning, one in which the Rough Riders lead 1-0. And in steps Bryce Matthews, who was drafted in the first round last year, became the first-round draft pick out of the University of Nebraska since 2005, when the Royals took Alex Gordon. First pitch to Matthews is called a strike, just caught the inner edge. And Matthews is such an interesting story. There at Nebraska, you would think for so many first-rounders, just came into college and cruised as the pitch comes home. He takes just a bit outside that time. Change up from Steven. But it was a bit of a different story for him, as he struggled to start his career. Pitch home, he hits it high in the air, right side. Ortiz giving chase over towards the line, and he reaches over to make the grab. A pair of flyouts here in the third for Josh Steven, both out there to right field. And Abimelech Ortiz able to haul him in. But for Bryce Matthews, had some struggles offensively to start his career, then made a positional switch from second base to short. He struggled with that, and then everything clicked for him. He turned in the second 2020 season in Big Ten history and skyrocketed up draft boards. There's Zach DiCenzo, and he watches a first pitch spinner for strike one. Second pitch home, misses a bit downstairs with a changeup that time. Zach DiCenzo missed the season opener with a wrist injury. He was on the IL. Had a little rehab stint. Now rejoined the team just about a week ago as the pitch misses a bit inside. Two balls in a strike. Steven readies the pitch home. That one caught the inside corner. Time with that slider. 2-2. But Zach DiCenzo last year started off scorching hot. Had a tremendous start to the year and then cooled off a little bit. So he sends this one to the right side out of play. Stays alive. Stays at 2-2. Cooled off a little bit, but he was still an all-star and led the Astros organization with a .304 batting average. Also led in slugging percentage throughout the Astros organization. And finished second with a .914 OPS. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Busted him inside with a fastball. And Steven has himself a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. Caps it off with a strikeout. And we head to the bottom of the third inning. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Cooper Johnson will lead off things for the Rough Riders here in the bottom of the third. Riders leading 1-0 after scoring a run in the bottom of the second inning. Two quick outs to open that frame for Joey Mancini, and then it went walk, walk, RBI base hit by Keber Rodriguez. But he was gunned down trying to swipe second base for the final out of the frame. So Cooper Johnson digs in, and he taps the first pitch left side. A slow roller to the third baseman DiCenzo, collects and delivers a strike in front of Johnson, one gone. But Cooper Johnson saw a pitch his last time up, and he was quick to jump all over a first pitch fastball from Mancini. But wasn't able to get his hands around it, just bounced it to third base. Now it's the top of the lineup for the Rough Riders, and Kellen Strom for the second time through. First offering taken, caught the outside corner. Called a strike. Strom snapped a four-game hitting streak back on Friday in Midland. As he shoots this one foul off to the right side. Now he's behind 0-2. And ever since snapping that four-game hitting streak, he's now 0-14. Just the second time that Strom's been held hitless in three consecutive games. First time came back at the beginning of May, from May 1st through May 4th. The pitch taken upstairs, a fastball. Ball and two strikes now. And it's also the first time all season that Strom has failed to reach base in three straight. As he sends one back to the screen. 1-2 still. He has been an on-base machine at the top of the card for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. He had himself a really good start to the month. But in a bit of a lull at the moment, but for Strom, all it takes is one swing. He takes, called strike three, he's down looking, and he has something to say with Steven Rios Jr. behind the plate. He didn't think it was a strike, but it looked like that sweeper, and it just caught the top of the zone. And there's two away. Second strikeout for Mancini here, trying to get through three innings. His last strikeout victim is at the plate, and Liam Hicks sends one foul off to the left side. Well, Hicksy went hitless in three out of the four games he played on the road in Midland last week. He takes a pitch just off the outer edge. Evens things at 1-1. But that one game that he did pick up a hit in was his fourth three-hit game of the year. The pitch hunt just misses outside. Hicks hops ahead, 2-1. What a month it's been for Liam Hicks. Came into today, 21-57, batting .368, and he hits this one high in the air, a shallow center field. Verona took a couple steps in, now trots back and makes the grab. Three up, three down in the bottom of the third for Joey Mancini. The Riders coming off their lone run in that second frame. They go down quickly here in the third. Three in the books from Riders Field. We head to the top of the fourth. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
The Astros' top prospect, Jacob Melton, digs in from the left side. Rough Riders have the poolside shift on. And the pitch home from Steven. This is just a bit downstairs with that spinner. Jacob Melton flew out to left his last time up, and he saw a steady diet of that slider from Josh Steven down and in. He laced this one right back up the middle, and Acosta thought he didn't have to leap, just kind of reached up, and it tips off the top of his glove and into center field. It's a leadoff single for Jacob Melton.
That ball was hammered 104 miles an hour exit velocity. Sometimes that can kind of knuckle on you a little bit. Other times it can have some backspin on it and kind of carry a little bit on you as a shortstop. So just misjudged it a little bit, but that's certainly a very difficult play.
That thing was hammered. The Rough Riders had the defense in the right spot, but Costa wasn't able to track it in as the first pitch is fouled off by Colin Price. Price, the first baseman today for Corpus Christi. Price, a really tall catcher. So plays a lot of first base. 6'5", 225-pounder out of Mercer University. Was a sixth-round pick as runner goes. Check swing, and no throw to be made by Johnson. They appeal down to first, and Price wasn't able to hold back that swing. But it's a stolen base for Jacob Melton, his 12th on the season. That's something he does so well. Melton last year was one of five players in minor league baseball with at least 20 homers and 40 stolen bases. A pitch home. Spinner is tapped softly into left field, and it'll dunk in a base hit. Melton getting the wave around third. Zavala picks it up, and his only throw is to second base. We've got ourselves a brand new ball game. Colin Price blooped one to left, and it found the green grass out there in front of Aaron Zavala. And a good pitch by Josh Steven, and a tough one to swallow if you're the Riders' right-hander. 71 off the bat. And if that ball's hit hard, it makes it a lot harder for Jacob Melton, who runs well, to come all the way around and score from second base. But able to easily do so, as he could read that ball was headed for the grass almost off the bat. Back-to-back singles, and here's Jordan Brewer. Taps the first pitch foul down the third baseline.
And early in the ballgame, we were talking about righty-righty sliders and how Steven has had a good one this year. He's just gotten a little bit unlucky, and that's a perfect example. Softly hit off the end of the bat on a good slider below the zone, and it ends up landing in for an RBI single.
That's exactly right. Burr behind 0-1, batting from the right side. Steven comes set, glove at the belt. He kicks and delivers. And just missed downstairs, that time with a changeup. Brewer singled his last time up, but was stranded. He singled to lead off that second inning, and then it went strikeout, strikeout,
ground out to end the frame. Steven delivers and misses downstairs. Fastball at 90. And it's a 2-1 advantage for Jordan Brewer. Right-hander looks and delivers home, and a bouncer into the Riders' dugout. Steven pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan Brewer, a 26-year-old, he'll turn 27 here in just a couple of months. And at the top of the month of August, he will turn 27. And they played his college baseball with the Michigan Wolverines. 2019 draft pick. Pitch home. He smacks it into left field. That'll dunk in a base hit. A one-hopper in front of Aaron Zavala, and it's 3 consecutive singles here in this fourth inning. What's traditionally over the course of this year has been Josh Stevens' best inning of work. Entering today, he had worked in the fourth inning 8 times, going 8 innings, surrendering just 7 hits and no earned runs. But here today, it's been 3 straight singles, and there's still nobody out. Runners at first and second. Here's Kennedy Corona, who struck out his first time out. Pitch home, misses downstairs. Another changeup from Steven. Tied at 1. 1 run on 4 hits for Corpus Christi. 1 run on 1 hit for the Rough Riders. Steven in a jam here. Hook center fielder awaits. The pitch home, tapped on the ground, left side, but foul. Looked like maybe Emiliano Teodo made himself a play in that Rough Riders dugout. The top step. Thrown to the 11th ranked prospect in the Astros org. The pitch home. Hit high in the air, tailing into right center field. Strom giving chase. He's in front of the track and makes the grab, but both runners are tagging. Strom's throw not in time to stop either of them. But a big first out for Josh Steven on a deep fly out off the bat of Kennedy Corona. And there's one gone, but runners at second and third now.
Obviously, that's big because it gets the double play out of order, and we'll see if the infield does come in. Yeah, it looks like they will not, but Steven has been really good at rolling double plays this year. He's turned the second most on the team with 7.
No longer in order, and Steven called for a pitch clock violation as Zach Cole steps in. Rather, they're going to tag Cole with that 0-1. Pitch home. Called a strike. So on the first pitch, it makes it 0-2. Cole struck out his last time up. That was the second strikeout in a row for Steven. He's up to 3 in the outing. 0-2, the left-handed hitting right fielder. Right-hander kicks and fires. This one tapped high in the air, left side, and twisting into the seats. Zach Cole, a 10th round selection in 2022 from Ball State. A 23-year-old from Ozark, Missouri. Trying to get things going here at the AA level to pitch home. So we're going to just glimpse it. Send it back to the screen. And he stays alive, 0-2. Steven in search of strikeout number 4 and a huge out number 2. Love to get through this fourth inning, tied at 1 apiece. 1 run across in the inning on 3 consecutive hits to open the frame. And a deep fly out by Kennedy Corona provided the first out of the inning. Right-hander set. He lifts and delivers. Swing and a miss. He got him. 4 strikeouts for Josh Steven, and none bigger than that one, as it keeps the hooks at second and third. Melton already scored in the inning. Colin Price stands at third base. Jordan Brewer behind him at second. And Miguel Palma will step in at the bottom of the card. He grounded out to Acosta and shortstop his last time up. And the pitch home. Taken, just missed inside. Didn't miss by much. Steven has his sign. Right-hander set. Looks over to third base, and he's ready to go. The 1-0. Ran well inside. Fastball at 92. And a 2-0 advantage for the right-handed hitting catcher, Miguel Palma. Palma, the 24th-ranked prospect for the Astros organization. Guy the Rough Riders have seen quite a bit of this year. The pitch home. There's that slider, just clipped the bottom of the strike zone. And it's 2-1. Palma on the year, just a 105 hitter against the Rough Riders. Across five games, playing in his sixth, swing and a miss. Another well-located pitch from the Riders' right-hander, and it's two apiece. After giving up three consecutive hits to open the inning, all singles, including one that tied the game by Colin Price, who stands at third base, Steven would like to get through it tied at one. It's a strike away. The 2-2. Swinging a soft roller towards shortstop. Acosta charging. He'll throw on the run in front of Palma. That ends the frame. So Steven works out of a jam, but the hooks do strike for one to tie the game on three hits. No errors and two stranded in the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth, locked at one here from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Riders and Hooks locked at one apiece. Cody Freeman will get the frame started against Joey Mancini. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast that Mancini has done much of his work out of the bullpen this year. He's at just 42 pitches at the moment. He has worked in some long relief. The pitch home to Freeman is called a strike. His last time out was his first start of the season. And he went 4 1/3 innings, which was his second longest outing of the season. The pitch home. Just missed outside. But he has gone 4 innings or more on 7 occasions this year. In his career, he's lasted 5 innings 3 times. That's his career high. The one home
1-1 to Freeman. It's called a strike. Just caught the outer edge with a fastball. 1-2 the count. Freeman flew out to center field his last time up. He's riding a 4-game hitting streak. The pitch home. Swinging a foul ball in and out of the mitt of Palmer. And the count remains 1-2. Over Freeman's last 6 games, he's picked up 5 extra base hits. That's good for the team lead on this Frisco group. Over those 5 extra base hits, 3 doubles. As he hits this one hard up the middle, but the shortstop Matthews is there. He gloves it and delivers a strike to Price there at first base. 1-1 one down against Mancini. But for Freeman, those extra base hits, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. But he's 0-2 today. And here's Aaron Zavala, who saw just 1 pitch his last time up against Mancini. Flew out to center field. And he watches one here. It misses up and away. 1-0. Aaron Zavala snapped a strikeout streak last week as he watches a strike to even things at 1-1. He had struck out in 7 consecutive games, but he snapped it against Midland, and he hasn't struck out in each of his last 2 games. Pitch home, and fouls it off. It'll be 1-2. For Aaron Zavala, strikeouts have been an issue this year, but he will have to protect here in a 1-2 count, trying to keep his streak alive. No strikeouts in his last 2 games for the first time in quite some time. The pitch misses outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. He had a 3-game stretch back in the middle of May at Amarillo that spanned from the 16th through the 18th of May. Pitch home, sent back to the screen, and he stays alive at 2-2. Zavala seeing the baseball a bit better as of late. Still looking for those hits to start falling as he's hitting just 203 entering this one as he fouls it off. After seeing just 1 pitch in his first at bat, we'll see at least 6 here in this one. He fouled that one off his front foot. Late umpire Steven Rios Jr. will give him a second to collect himself. Kind of shaking that front right leg. Does have a little shin guard there. Here comes the 2-2 again, and Zavala hits this one hard into right center field. That'll get down, maybe extra bases. He'll round first. He's headed into second base. It's a stand-up double for Aaron Zavala. He wins the long battle with Joey Mancini, and the Riders have their second hit, first extra base hit against Mancini here in this one.
That's so good to see from Zavala. You mentioned the struggles that he's had recently. The wind was crazy blowing in Midland, and there were quite a few baseballs that got knocked down because of that wind. Aaron Zavala hammered a ball to right field in that series into 25-mile-an-hour winds that was caught at the wall. And so you felt like that should have been a homer. He felt like that should have been a homer. And it's really frustrating, especially when you're not getting hit. So great to see that double early on.
Yeah, no doubt, especially in a long at-bat. It's the first pitch to Hatcher, runs well inside. Keeter at 92.
I'm talking to someone on the Rough Riders coaching staff, and he said, yeah, we only hit 2 homers in that series last week, but we really hit 11. The wind got us.
Well, there's sometimes a lot of excuses for things like that, but it did sound like the wind was howling there in Midland. As Hatcher takes a called strike to even things at 1-1. That has to be so frustrating as a hitter to feel like you really got a baseball and then watch it just pull back into the field of play and get caught at the warning track. Pitch home, and Hatcher fouls it off just behind the plate. 1-2 advantage for the right-hander Mancini. Especially for a guy like Aaron Zavala, who hasn't seen a lot of hits fall lately. You go back to the last series here in Frisco, that final game where the Riders won 12-0. Zavala could have had himself a couple of hits. Just got pretty unlucky. Right-hander kicks and fires. The 1-2 is hit back up the middle, but the shift was on. Shortstop Matthews has it and delivers a strike to first. 2 gone, but Zavala does go over to third base. Riders have the go-ahead run, standing 90 feet away here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's another guy in Abby Ortiz that's hit the baseball hard but hasn't had a lot to show for it. Abby hitting just 180. He does have five homers on the year. Had a really nice at-bat his last time up. Hits the first pitch hard down the right field line, but stays on the foul side of things. 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity for Abby Ortiz. His last time up, he worked a walk and then came around to score on a two-out hit by Caber Rodriguez. Pitch home, taken just a bit upstairs. Fastball at 94 that time, 1-1. For Abimelech Ortiz, an aggressive hitter, but has found himself behind in a lot of counts. The pitch missed way outside with a breaking ball. And for Ortiz to have a really long at-bat where he draws a walk is a really good sign. Left-hander awaits the 2-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big rip. Looked like maybe he caught just a piece of it. Fouled it back into Palma's mitt. But a massive hack on a 2-1 count. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He asks for time and is granted it by Steven Rios Jr. behind the plate. Rough Riders, as Zach mentioned, had some struggles offensively on the road trip to Midland. New pitch home. Taking ball 3. Ortiz works the count to full. The Rough Riders managed just 12 runs in those 6 games. You come back here in the series before where the Rough Riders were able to celebrate punching their ticket to the postseason. They averaged 7 runs a game, 42 runs in 6 games. The pitch home is sent high in the air, left side, and twisting just over the Rough Riders' bullpen. Ortiz stays alive at 3 balls and 2 strikes. That was a fastball in the upper third of the strike zone. Pitch that Ortiz would love to drive, but just to foul it off. Keeps him alive, the 3-2. Same thing, sends it left side, another 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the upper third. Ortiz has hit that elevated fastball well over the course of this year. You'll see another 3-2. Mancini ready, he kicks and fires. And high in the air, this time to left in play. Brewer ranging over, had to take a step backwards, and he makes the play, but he made it interesting. Now Joey Mancini works a scoreless bottom of the fourth inning. He works around a one-out double. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and 1 stranded for the Riders in the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth, locked in a 1-1 tie. When we return on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear the voice of Zach Bigley.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Josh Steeman back out for his fifth inning of work. Rough Riders and Hooks tied at one apiece. First pitch to Tommy Sacco Jr. at the top of the card is down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders scoring their one run in the bottom of the second on a Caber Rodriguez RBI single. And then the Hooks countering in the fourth, the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, scoops off the mound like a trampoline right to the shortstop Acosta, who's got it, and he throws out Sacco, one away. One up, one down here in the fifth inning for Bryce Matthews, number three prospect in the Astros organization, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. Tied at one here in the fifth inning. As Luke mentioned, Matthews went to Nebraska. First rounder last year, right-handed batter. There's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a bounding ball foul up the left side. It's 0-1. A Houston native out of Humble. He went to Atascocita High School, a football powerhouse, and Matthews is a very good football player there. He's an all-state quarterback, a dual-threat guy. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Just inside, and it's one ball and one strike. His final year at Atascocita, he threw for 4,000 yards and 43 touchdowns. The pitch, that's inside, and it's two balls and one strike. He also ran for 744 yards and 11 touchdowns. So he accounted for 54 touchdowns. 2-1, swinging a foul at the plate. And still two balls, two strikes. Atascocita lost two games and unfortunately did not make it to the state championship. You take on a lot of really good teams down there in South Texas, and it was Katy that got him. He said he wanted to play baseball in the South, but nobody wanted him. So he committed to Nebraska and he turned his career around, hitting 20 homers last year. 2-2. He swings, hits it hard to third. Freeman's got it at the belt, bending down. He slings it across the diamond and gets him. Two outs. Zach DiCenzo bats now. Matthews drafted in that first round last year. He was actually not the only Atascocita High School guy to be selected. Kendall George was selected 36th overall by the Dodgers, but he was actually picked out of Atascocita High School, not out of college like Matthews was. The pick. DiCenzo pops it skyward on the right side. Foul ground. It's Hatcher, the first baseman, calling everyone off. He plucks it out of the sky, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for Josh Steeman. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Tied at one to the home half of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Steven certainly has looked good today for the Rough Riders. Frisco trying to back up with a little more offense. It's tied at one into the bottom of the fifth inning. Joey Mancini back out there for his fifth inning of work. Axacosta, Caber Rodriguez, Cooper Johnson do up the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. Mancini rocks and fires. That's at the bottom of the zone, pillows it for a strike, and it's 0-1. Mancini working on 65 pitches through his four innings of work. Acosta steps out, undoes the batting gloves, redoes them. Stands back in from the right side. Wind in the 0-1. There's a line drive hit into right center field, hanging up for Cole, and Corona cuts over behind him, and the minor league gold glover makes the catch. A dangerous play, nearly colliding. We saw two outfield collisions in Midland last week, one of them with an injury, and that one luckily did not include a collision.
Yeah, from this vantage point, it looked like they were headed for a head-on collision. And then at the last second, the right fielder Cole kind of peeled off, and Corona made a nice running grab.
Peeled under, you don't see that very often. Here's the first pitch, and it's outside to Caber Rodriguez, 1-0. But luckily, they did avoid each other. Infield straight up, outfield the opposite way. The pitch. That hums outside. Two balls and no strikes. One run on two hits for the Riders. One run on four hits today for Corpus Christi. The pitch. Line shot in the left center field. Eyes for the alley. And it's down. It keeps on rolling all the way to the warning track and up against the fence. Rodriguez coasts into second. He's easily got himself a double. Rough Riders' second double today. Caber Rodriguez's second hit today. Rough Riders are the runner in scoring position with one out here on the fifth.
Boy, is he seeing the baseball well. Just turned on that 1-0-1 off the bat. Right into the alleyway, rolled all the way to the wall. No doubt, two-bagger.
Rodriguez hitting down to the eighth spot in the lineup today. Normally a guy who's occupied the upper echelon of the lineup. Just his fifth game down here in the eighth spot. He's now occupied every spot except for the first and the ninth. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1 on Cooper Johnson. Tied at one, bottom of the fifth inning. Cooper Johnson, feet close together. Back of the right-handed batter's box. Trying to drive in the go-ahead run here in the fifth inning. Mancini has his sign. He stretches, lifts the leg, fires. Breaking ball low and outside, one ball and one strike. Had such a great conversation with Cooper Johnson. You can listen to it on the podcast, where you get your podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Riders Report, the podcast. Had such a good conversation with him, especially about his philosophy at the plate and what changed from years past. The pitch. He swings and misses on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Because this year, he has had so much more power. He's slugging over 400. He has a career high in home runs already with five. He said the biggest difference for him, along with a few mechanical adjustments, is when he's up there, he's trying to do damage. He's trying to slug. He's trying to drive in runs. A look back to second, and Rodriguez draws a throw. He's back in on his belly. This year, with runners in scoring position, Cooper Johnson is hitting .321. With two outs and runners in scoring position, .438. There's only one out now, but he has come up extremely clutch for the Rough Riders this year. Right-hander deals. Outside corner, strike three call. Perfectly located fastball at the knees on the outer edge. Johnson's down looking. Third strikeout for Mancini, and there are two away. Top of the card now for Strom, tied at one, bottom five.
And somebody beginning to get loose in that bullpen, so this may be it for Mancini, who's right at 75 pitches. But for him, if he's able to pick up the final out of this inning, it'll tie his career high at five innings pitched. It would be the fourth time that Mancini has gone through five innings.
It's Cole McDonald who is loosening out in that bullpen for Corpus Christi. Palma is going out and chatting with Mancini. Strom 0 for 2 today. Ground out to second and a strikeout in his two trips. We're tied at 1 in the bottom of the fifth inning with Rodriguez at second. The Rough Riders have had their opportunities today with runners in scoring position and have not been able to cash in except for that RBI single by Rodriguez. Offering home. Bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Riders are now 1 for 4 with runners in scoring position. Something they really struggled with last week. Stretch in the 0-1. That's up high, and it's 1-1 on Strom. Trying to come through clutch. There is nobody loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, so we'll see Josh Steven back in the fifth inning, sitting at 67 pitches. Right-hander ready. 1-1. Breaking ball, lined up the middle, into center. Rodriguez around third. Corona's throw is well up the line. Rodriguez slides in safely. Kellen Strom with the RBI single. Riders lead 2-1.
And that one's got to feel so good for Strom. A guy that's been an on-base machine, scoring a lot of runs. And it's 22nd driven in, and it snaps an 0-for-15 skid.
Strom just smacking it right back up the middle. Got a breaking ball on the outside corner and kind of lunged out over the plate and was able to serve it into center field. So that draws a Sean Buchanan visit, the pitching coach, out of the dugout. Strom went up to second on the Corona throw as well. More good base running from him. 2-1 Rough Riders. Bottom of the fifth inning. Liam Hicks, the batter now. Hicks, a strikeout and a flyout today, but he has been the Rough Riders' class this month. He has been not as good as a DH, and that's what he is today. Usually says he tends to overthink his at-bats more when he is a designated hitter. The pick. Takes inside of the curveball, and it's 1-0. Expecting as a left-handed batter to see the fastball, curveball, and changeup away. 1-0. Down and in. Missing on the cutter. 2-0. They play Hicks massively to pull on the infield and to the opposite way in the outfield with wind blowing to his opposite field into left. Throw go back to second. And not in time. Strom's back in safely. Rough Riders' DHs have really struggled in general this season. Only 3 home runs, that's last in the league. Hicks has one of those. 2-0. Inside, it hit him. Just clipped his knee. Looked like the cutter from Mancini. And Liam Hicks hit by a pitch on a 2-0 offering, and that brings Cody Freeman to the plate with runners at first and second, and 2 down here in the fifth inning. The Rough Riders have a chance to not only leave this inning with the lead, but pad it a little bit. Joe Thon still in the dugout, the Corpus Christi manager. Freeman is 0-for-2 today. Pitch home. Breaking ball up and in. 1-0. Right-hander readies and deals. Up and away. Just missed on the heater, and it's 2-0 now on Freeman. Mancini seems to be slowing down just a little bit. This might be his final hitter no matter what. He readies. brings it home. High 3-0. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Riders. Strom leads from second, Hicks from first. 3-0. That's in there. Top of the zone, a strike with a fastball, 3-1. Freeman, who's been substantially better here at home than he has been on the road, trying to drive in the Rough Riders' third run. 3-1 offering from Mancini. Runners take off. It's fouled back. Three balls, two strikes now on Freeman, and the runners will be able to take off and get that head start. With Hicks at first base, not a lot of speed. If a ball goes in the gap here, Hicks might be able to score. Freeman is tied for third with the most doubles in the league. We're 16. If you're watching on MLB TV, you can see that big lead at first for Hicks. Strom will get a bigger lead and then take off. And time called right beforehand. Three and two, two outs. 2-1 Rough Riders here in the fifth. Mancini readies. He brings it in. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with a fastball up and away for strike three. The Riders do get a run, though. It comes on two hits. No errors and two left on in the fifth. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. The Rough Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
And on the top half of the sixth inning, and back comes Josh Steven onto the hill. He faces Jacob Melton, Colin Price, and Jordan Brewer in this sixth inning. Working on 67 pitches through five. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher offering in. Swinging a drive into right center field into the alley, and it's down all the way to the fence. Jacob Melton up to second base. He stops right there, and he greets Josh Steven in the sixth inning with a ringing double into right center. That ball was stroked at 109 miles an hour off the bat into the right center alley. Jacob Melton doubles for the eighth time this season. In 40 games, he's 2-for-3 today. Melton came in as one of those few players who the Rough Riders had seen in the double-digit numbers of games. Colin Price stands in now. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single. 2-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul down the left side, and it's 0-1. Jacob Melton had the Rough Riders number last year in a limited time that they saw him. This season came in hitting 275 in 11 games. 712 OPS. It's a little bit below average. 0-1. Low and away. One ball and one strike. When the Rough Riders last went down there to Corpus Christi, this is the fourth time that Frisco has seen Corpus. These two have played each other a lot, already 18 times, with the Riders going 13-5 against them. There's the stretch, and Steven offers home. There's a fly ball lifted into right. Ortiz back a couple steps. He's there to make the catch. Melton tagging. Ortiz's throw is not there. Melton tags and moves to third. One away here in the sixth inning for Jordan Brewer. Riders leading 2-1. Brewer is singled twice and is now 5-for-6 against Steven this year. When the Rough Riders last saw them, they didn't look anything in their lineup like this. This lineup now features six top 30 prospects and four of the top six prospects in the Astros organization. Infield in the pitch. And time called, a balk on Steven. He didn't come set. So Melton comes in to score from third, and the game is now tied at 2. And Steven wanting an explanation. And hearing that he didn't come to a stop. You have to come stop for a beat. And he just did not set.
He just kind of rolled through it. That's probably the right call.
Take a look at the replay. Just a little bit earlier than that. Just did not stop. So run scores. Pitches inside. He hit him. Oh, man. That's just completely losing focus for a second. It was the slider that slipped out of his hand. No intention.
Certainly nothing dirty there. Just a mistake pitch. And that'll prompt a conversation from the Riders pitching coach John Goble. Just the fourth balk of Steven's career, but that one kind of a costly one as he was clinging to a 2-1 lead and in line for a win if the Riders were able to hold on. And now he'll have to turn it back to the offense, hopefully for his sake, able to cruise through the remainder of this top of the sixth inning, and then the offense give him some insurance on the offensive side.
And Steven Jennings is now loosening in Frisco's bullpen as well. Kind of do-it-all man for the Rough Riders' pen. He went one inning on Sunday.
Not only a do-it-all sort of guy out of the pen, but a do-it-all really well sort of guy out of the pen for the Riders. Steven Jennings has been super efficient over the course of the last month. He's been really, really good all year.
Yeah, in June, it's 7 outings, 14 1/3 innings, 0 earned runs allowed for Steven Jennings. So Kennedy Corona now after the mound visit. Tied at 2, top of the sixth inning. Runner at first, one down. Corona 0-for-2. The pitch. Grounder foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Earlier we saw a stolen base against this battery and Steven and Johnson. Very rare. Johnson had thrown out two of the three that had tried against them when Johnson was catching Steven this year. Quick throw over, not in time. Johnson has been so good, and this Rough Riders team has been really good at holding base runners. They've allowed the second fewest stolen bases in all of minor league baseball coming into this game. Johnson had thrown out 41% of base stealing. 0-1, swinging a ground ball, hooked foul down the left side. 0-2. Well, Brewer is 8-for-8 in stolen bases this year. He's been dancing over there at first. Steven Reddings. 0-2. Got him looking on the outside corner. Froze him with a slider. He picks up the strikeout. His fifth. Zach Cole bats now. One run in this sixth inning on one hit. Rough Riders and Hooks tied at 2, top of the sixth. trying to work through this inning and have an opportunity to be in line for the victory if the Rough Riders can get some runnage. Steven readies and deals. Strike in the outside corner. Perfectly located changeup, fading away for the left-hander. Cole has struck out twice against Steven today. First base side of the rubber, he sets and fires. Swinging a bounding ball to Freeman. He's got it at third. He flips onto second base, right to the shortstop, Acosta. It's a 5-6 fielder's choice to end the sixth. One run across, though, for the Hooks on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Hooks 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Cole McDonald, the new pitcher on the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks, as we make our way to the bottom half of the sixth inning, tied at two in game one of this six-game series, opening the second half of play. Alongside Luke Mealy, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Aaron Zavala starts it for the Rough Riders, and Steven Rios Jr. and Carlos Cardoza having a conversation down the third base line, umpire and manager for the Rough Riders. Not really sure what that was about as they separate.
You almost wonder a bit if Cardoza sees something with this new pitcher where he's saying, pay attention to that balk. You just called us for one at a big moment. Maybe he saw something in warm-ups like he was rolling through. But you never really knew.
Could just be talking about the balk, too. Yeah.
Could be talking about the weather. You never know. Could be anything.
So here's Aaron Zavala, left-handed batter against the right-hander McDonald. 27-year-old fires in. He fits it on the outside corner with the backdoor slider, a strike. It's 0-1. Zavala doubled back in the fourth inning. One of the Rough Riders' four hits so far today. The New Hampton, Iowa native, ready from the stretch, and the 0-1. It just slips inside. We're even at 1-1. Former 15th-round selection back in 2019 by the Astros out of the University of Iowa. Former Hawkeye, making his third appearance with Corpus Christi this year. The pitch, fouled back. 1-2. He hasn't allowed a run in 1 2/3 innings. He was up in AAA Sugar Land for a majority of the season where he really struggled before being sent back down here to AA Corpus. Saw him last year out of the bullpen for the Hooks, a 3.94 ERA. But this season at AAA Sugarland, an over 10 ERA, with opponents hitting over 300 against him, and he allowed six homers in 20 outings. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2 pitch to the left-handed batter. And down in the dirt, 2-2. You see that a lot Triple A is such a difficult level to throw at for a lot of relievers nowadays for multiple reasons. One, the hitting environment in the PCL at the Triple A level is ridiculously high. 2-2. In the air down the left field line, it curls foul and out of play. Still two balls and two strikes. In addition to that, the ABS system, automatic balls and strikes, makes it really difficult for pitchers who don't have very good command of the zone. And so often you see guys who have really good command here at the AA level, and they go up and they struggle in AAA. 2-2. Swing and a grounder foul into the Hooks dugout on the right side, and it's still two balls and two strikes. And that was the case with Cole McDonald. He didn't have immaculate control last year with the Hooks, 21 walks in 48 innings, but in 20 and two-thirds innings with Sugarland, 14 walks. He rocks in the 2-2. That one misses high, and it's three balls and two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Zavala. He saw seven his last at-bat before doubling. McDonald readies, and he brings it home. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Oh, with a slider over the heart of the plate, he strikes out Zavala. First strikeout for McDonald and the first man he sees, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Tied at two, bottom of the sixth inning. Mentioned that McDonald was with the Hooks last year. Faced the Rough Riders six times out of the bullpen. He deals home. A breaking ball falls to the outside corner of the curve for a strike, and it's 0-1. He had a 5.40 ERA against the Rough Riders head-to-head, allowing four runs in six and two-thirds innings with nine strikeouts. 0-1. There's a fly ball popped into left field. Jordan Brewer cutting back, wind blowing it a little bit. It's still carrying on him and into a back pedal just shy of the warning track. He pulls it in. Wow, it looked like a routine pop-up, and that thing just kept sailing out to left. Two away. That's a homer in Amarillo.
Basically anything in the air on the left side is a homer in Amarillo. But that thing just kept going back, and it's the second time we've seen Brewer have some trouble out there. But from our vantage point, it looked like he was going to have to come in on that baseball, and then he ended up having to travel backwards about 15 feet.
Pitch to Abby Ortiz is up and away, and it's 1-0. It's an out nonetheless, and there are two down here in the sixth inning. Tied at two. Ortiz has walked and scored and flied out to left field. 1-0. Clips the outside corner, a strike of the slider, it's 1-1. Joey Mancini done in his start as the Hooks do dip into their bullpen. Mancini went five innings, surrendering both runs today. 1-1. Ortiz takes down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Final line of two runs, both earned on four hits across his five innings. Struck out four and walked two. And his second start this season. Not a bad outing for the right-hander. 2-1 offering. Ortiz pounds it foul off the facing of the dugout on the right side. It's two balls and two strikes. Base is clear with two down here in the sixth inning. Two balls and two strikes. Infield the pull. Outfield shaded just a little bit to the opposite way. What has turned out to be a gorgeous night for baseball here in Frisco. 2-2 home. That misses away. We're full at 3-2. It was 94 degrees at first pitch with a feels like of 102. It's cooled down quite nicely. Blue skies up above. Payoff pitch due to Ortiz. He swings and hammers it foul down the right side. Look out. Oh, goodness. 104 miles an hour off the bat. That thing was stung. I think a woman might have gotten hit in the hand trying to catch that. Hopefully she's okay. Still 3-2. Right-hander brings it in. Foul the way to the left side this time. It's still 3-2.
Well, regardless of what happens in this at-bat for Abby Ortiz, this night might be the one that propels him. He's seeing a ton of pitches. He's being patient. He's already worked a walk. His last time up, he flew out, but it was on a 3-2 count. Another 3-2 here.
He's looking better, that's for sure. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Ortiz strikes out. And the throw down to first to complete it. Riders down in order here in the sixth inning. We go to the top of the seventh. Next tied at 2. When we come back, not only Luke Maley on the mic, but some trivia as well on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, from one Steven to another. Josh Steven gives way after 6 innings, allowing 5 hits, 2 earned runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts to Steven Jennings, the right-hander out of the pen. We talked about just a little bit how good Steven Jennings has been as of late. Overall on the year, he's 4-0 with a 2.19 ERA. This is his 23rd appearance. Picked up 33 strikeouts in 37 innings of work. He's got the bottom of the card, and Miguel Palma on the first pitch is popped up in foul territory. Johnson looking up at it. He'll take a step back, and he falls down, unable to snag it. Popped in and out of his glove. Thing just kind of ribboned on him. It, as a catcher, those, especially down the first base line, are so difficult because they look like they're headed out into the stands. And then once you get a read on it, you pick it up, and that ball just keeps carrying back towards the field of play. It almost looks like a ribbon. Goes up, out, and then comes all the way back. Miguel Palma stays alive, and the 0-1 is hit out of play this time, back to that right side, and it's 0-2. Steven Jennings, originally from Smithville, Tennessee. Right-hander kicks and delivers, and he missed outside. The ball and 2 strikes. We'll dive into some trivia here in just a moment. Jennings comes set, and the right-hander delivers. In on the hands, a foul ball. Palma keeps it a 1-2 count. Well, if you've been with us over the course of the year, we like to tie our trivia into this day in baseball history. So we'll start today with a very happy 52nd birthday to Carlos Delgado.
All right.
On June 25th, 1972, Carlos Delgado was born. Pitch home. 1-2 is tapped softly on the left side. Freeman cuts over in front of the shortstop Acosta and delivers a strike. A half step ahead of Palma. One gone on the 6-3 ground out. Well, Carlos Delgado enjoyed 11 30-homer seasons, which is tied for 10th most in Major League history. So, Zach, today we're going to see how many of the 9 players with 12 or more 30-homer seasons that you can name. And
okay.
I'll give you fair warning that this one has a lot of big names on it.
Okay. Well, the most recent one to do it is Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols had 14. He is third on the list. Swing and a miss by Sacco Jr. It's 0-1.
I'm going to go with the late, great Willie Mays.
Willie Mays just misses the cut.
I just wanted to throw his name in
there. He is tied with Delgado. The pitch home. He missed it. Up and away.
Okay, obviously Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is 2 with 15. There's one other with 15.
Bonds.
Bonds has 14. He's 4th.
Let's go Griff.
Griff does not make the list. The pitch in skips, and it's a 2-1 advantage for Sacco Jr.
Jim Thome.
Jim Thome had 12. He is 7th on the list.
Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez is 1 with 15. Right-hander kicks and delivers the 2-1. A slider missed outside. 3-1.
Jimmy Fox.
Jimmy Fox at 9. 12.
How many am I missing here?
You are missing 5, 6, and 8.
Okay, so 3.
Right-hander comes set. Jennings pitch. And he lost him. Issues the walk with one out. And in steps Bryce Matthews with one aboard. And one out. And a tied 2-2 ball game here in the top of the 7th.
Manny Ramirez on there?
Manny Ramirez is on there, tied with Thome and Fox with 12. So we're just missing 2.
I have a feeling like there's one old guy and one newish guy.
There is one old guy and one semi-newish guy.
Okay.
The pitch home. Called a strike. First pitch spinner from Stephen Jennings.
Mel Ott?
No Mel Ott.
Oh, Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
Good Lord.
There you go. So missing our semi-newish guy to round out this list. Jennings kicks and fires. Pitch to Matthews. Runs just a bit inside. Goofy-looking changeup. 1-1.
Semi-newish guy. 80s or 90s? Or both?
I believe a mix of both. Let me confirm that.
Because I have a couple possible guesses, but I don't want to sound like...
Pitch home, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Came back inside with that changeup. So, through almost all the 80s, final year was in 1989.
Michael Jack Schmidt.
Michael Jack Schmidt. Mike Schmidt is correct.
All right.
Bouncing ball to Acosta, could be two. He's on to Rodriguez, over to first in time, 6-4-3. Look at the timing of that.
Woo!
Zach clears the board on our trivia, and Stephen Jennings erases a one-out walk with a 6-4-3 double play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the 7th, tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole McDonald stays out there for the bottom of the 7th inning. He'll get the bottom of the card for the Rough Riders. And Acosta, Rodriguez, and Johnson do up here in the inning.
Riders and Hooks tied at two apiece. Two runs on five hits for Corpus Christi. Two runs on four hits and an error for the Rough Riders. McDonald readies. The righty kicks home, and Acosta waves and misses at the first pitch spinner. Acosta 0 for 1 tonight. Lying down his last time up on a ball hit sharply into the right center field alleyway, and he asks for time here. And his first time up worked a walk and was stranded at third base. But he's been really good over his last seven games, 7 for 17. McDonald comes set, and the pitch home skips in well outside. So to simplify that 7 for 17 is good for a 4.12 average over his last seven games. And on the road trip, he was responsible for 30% of the runs batted in for the Riders, which wasn't many. He had three RBI. The Rough Riders had 12 total runs, 10 of them RBI. As this one laced into right center field, Corona got a really good read on it in nearly the same spot. Ranges into the alleyway. Haul in out number one.
That's an out for the scouting report right there. Corona had him played directly into right center field, and if he plays straight up, that's an easy double, but instead it's an out.
And one could argue that Max Acosta is a gold glover in center field away from a 2-for-2 night with a pair of doubles and a walk. Instead, he's 0-for-2 with a walk. Here's Camber Rodriguez, who's 2-for-2 to this point. The pitch home. Called a strike. The center fielder Corona shadowed on the second base side of the second base bag towards right center field. Camber delivered a double to left center his last time up. The pitch home. Rips this one, and it's in and out of DiCenzo's glove. And Rodriguez is rounding first. He's digging for second base. And he's in there standing up. We'll see if they charged DiCenzo with an error there. That ball was scorched, 101 off the bat. And it was right about the head of DiCenzo. And he got a glove on it, but couldn't quite squeeze it. We'll see how they rule it. But no doubt that Rodriguez saw that baseball well. And he's seen it well all night. 2-for-2 entering that one. Still no official word. Scoreboard here has a hit for Caber. See how they officially rule it. McDonald looks to second where Rodriguez stands, and it is a hit for Caber. And the pitch home to Johnson is called a strike. So the second double of the game for Caber Rodriguez, his seventh for the Riders this year. A three-hit affair. For the Riders, second baseman today. He dances at second base. McDonald comes home, and Johnson smacks it down the right field line, but it'll twist into the bullpen and bounce off one of the chairs and into that last row in front of the Hooks bullpen and become a souvenir for one lucky fan here at Riders Field. Johnson tonight is 0-for-2 with a ground out to third. Struck out his last time up. He's behind 0-2 against McDonald, who's looking for strikeout number 3. And he won't get it here as Johnson lays off a breaking ball off the plate. What a stretch it was for Cooper Johnson. Start of the year really slow offensively, but stuck with it and saw a power surge. The Riders were able to clinch the first half in the Texas League a whole series early, and in large part due to Cooper Johnson's help, especially over that 9-game winning streak. It was on the road in San Antonio and Corpus. Swing and a miss. Johnson down on strikes. There's two gone. Third strikeout, and just six batters faced for Ben McDonald, Cole McDonald, that is.
Ben McDonald.
Ben McDonald, that name ring a bell to you?
His pitcher.
Yeah.
He's a color guy for the Orioles.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to say, I said that name and it rang a bell. Here's the first pitch to Strom. He goes the other way. Charging in goes Sacco Jr. He has it and fires on the run. in time to sit down strong. So McDonald works around a one-out double by Kaber Rodriguez. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded in the seventh. We head to the top of the eighth, locked in a 2-2 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Steven Jennings is back on the hill for the top of the eighth, and he has Zach DiCenzo to get things going. He issued a one-out walk in that seventh inning, but got a ground ball, a 6-4-3 double play as he gets a wave and a miss on a first pitch. The slider from Steven Jennings. Zach DiCenzo was hit by a pitch his first time up, but 0 for 2 since. The pitch out, swing and a miss. Got him to chase again on that slider. 0-2. DiCenzo coming off of a pretty good week. Corpus had some struggles offensively, but his 6 hits pace the team, and he takes downstairs. Ball and 2 strikes. Pitch home. Just missed off the edge. Another slider from Jennings. And it goes to 2-2. The offensive struggles for Corpus Christi last week were very evident as it misses downstairs. And the count runs to full. For the Hooks, they went 2-4 last week in Springfield. And they scored 2 runs or less in all 4 of their losses. Those 4 losses, they tallied just 4 runs. As the pitch misses inside, it's a leadoff walk to Zach DiCenzo. Second issued by Jennings here in this outing. And then on the flip, in their 2 wins, they totaled 14 runs, including 10 in one game. They won 10-0. As well as 4-2 over Springfield. Here's Jacob Melton, who's had himself a pretty solid day. Fly out, a base hit, and a double, and he scored a pair of runs as he watches a first pitch strike. 0-1, pass ball from Jennings. DiCenzo takes his lead over there at first, 1-for-1, swiping bags this year. And Jennings picks over there to check on him. He's back in on a dime. Well, we've already done our trivia today. But in looking for trivia today, ran across an interesting note. Back in 2007, on June 25th, the pitch home just misses inside with a fastball. It's 1-1. Manny Parra threw a perfect game against the Round Rock Express. And so, just in brushing up on my minor league perfect game knowledge,
or scrolling along as Jennings kicks and delivers. This one hit high in the air, left side, but well out of play. Martin Perez threw a five-inning perfect game in 2011 for Frisco. But the only other perfect game in Riders history was against this Corpus Christi team back on July 28, 2005. It was a 3-0 win for the Riders. Three pitchers combined for that perfect game. It was A.J. Murray, Steve Carce, and Scott Feldman who combined to keep the Hooks without a base runner. Mix of names, a couple of guys that found time in the big leagues. Right-hander kicks and delivers. And he misses inside that time with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Well, and Carce is currently in the big leagues, obviously not as a pitcher anymore. But he's the Angels' bullpen coach this season. Was named prior to the start of the year as their bullpen coach. The pitch home. This one chopped on the ground. Freeman gloves it. He runs to the bag himself. A long throw. Hatcher trying to apply a tag on the high throw. And he was unable to do so. It pulled him off the bag. That was tremendous glove work by Cody Freeman at third base. And then darted to the bag. Knew that he was going to have to deliver a quick strike to first base to retire Melton, who runs well. Just fired a bit high, and Hatcher wasn't able to apply the tag. But a tremendous effort all around by the Rough Riders infield.
That would have been incredible. How often do you see a five unassisted three double play at second base? Great play by the third baseman in the shift.
Exactly. Jennings over to first. And Melton is back in on a dive. This is a guy that runs really well. Melton's already swiped a bag today. He's 12 of 14 on the season. Mentioned earlier, he had 40 stolen bases last year. Colin Price in the pitch home, swing and a miss. 3,000-plus spin rate on the slider. Got him to chase. Price is 1-for-3 today with a pair of flyouts and an RBI single. Lone RBI today. Melton runs. The throw from Johnson on a swing and a miss is into center field. Rodriguez was trying to apply the tag quickly. The throw was on the money, and it just glanced off his glove. I don't know if Rodriguez would have been able to apply the tag in time. It would have been super close. But Melton is in there with another stolen base. His 13th of the year and second of this contest.
It certainly would have been close, and Stephen Jennings has been so good for the Rough Riders this year. The one thing he's struggled with has been stolen bases, now 6-for-6 against him with him on the mound.
He hasn't had to work with a ton of runners on, but 6-for-6 is not exactly where you want to be in terms of keeping the run game in check. Pitch home to Price is tapped on the ground left side, but foul.
So often you see pitchers who do have a lot of success either throw really hard or really quick to the plate, or in some cases both. Jennings has the high leg kick, and so sometimes you give a little bit to get a little bit, and so he gives up a little bit of time in order to make sure that's consistent towards the plate.
That's exactly right. And Jennings has been really, really good at limiting base runners, but also with runners on as he kicks and delivers. Check swing, and he went around. Price is down on strikes. The first strikeout for Jennings here tonight. But you go back and look at the numbers for Stephen Jennings with runners on base, especially in scoring position, averaging just 200 is the opposition, as John Goble will trot out of the dugout with two gone. But you look with runners on, runner at first, just a 185 average. Runner at second, a 200 average. And Jennings has only faced one batter with just a sole runner at third base. Runners at first and third, and zero average. Runner, anytime a runner's at third base, Stephen Jennings just hasn't given up much. One hit allowed. Very limited opportunities. But just a runner at second base here. Two away. A fielder's choice and a strikeout. And the mound visit comes to a close.
Here's Jordan Brewer, who's reached all three times tonight. A pair of singles and a hit by pitch. He launches a first pitch breaking ball right over the heart of the zone. 0-1. Jacob Melton, who runs really well, stands at second. He scored both runs tonight. The pitch just misses downstairs. Evens things at 1-1. Jacob Melton scored the first time on an RBI base hit by Colin Price, who just struck out. And the second time on a balk charged to Josh Steven. And Brewer sends this one back to the screen and falls behind 1-2. Brewer out in left field today. Seen him primarily at first base in his time against the Rough Riders. Playing in his 16th game against Frisco this year. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Steven Jennings. It's a scoreless top of the eighth. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one stranded. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Riders looking to take the lead, tied at 2-2. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
There's a new arm on the hill here for the Riders in the bottom of this eighth inning. It's Liam Hicks, Cody Freeman, and Aaron Zavala due up against Walker Brockhouse, a 25-year-old right-hander making his 16th appearance of the season. A guy that played his college ball at Memphis. Originally from Chesterfield, Missouri, a small suburb just outside of St. Louis, and his first pitch is called a strike to the left-handed hitting Liam Hicks. Brockhouse on the year, no decisions with a 5.68 ERA. He does have a pair of saves. And his delivery home misses downstairs. That'll even things at 1-1. This is his 14th appearance out of the pen for the Hooks. He made two in rookie ball earlier this year. All right, he kicks and delivers, and he misses inside that time. 2-1. Liam Hicks, 0-2 tonight with a strikeout, a flyout. Last time up, he was hit by a pitch. And he shoots this one foul, left side into the seats. That'll even things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, for Liam Hicks, he has done really good stuff against this Corpus Christi group, especially the last time these two teams ran into each other. Entering tonight, Hicks had 16 hits, which leads the Rough Riders against Corpus as it misses down and in. And Hicks works himself a full count. Part of the reason Hicks has been on such a great stretch coming into tonight, hitting 368 in the month of June. Has been his patience at the dish. Seen a lot of deep counts. Hasn't been afraid to work a walk. He's also seen a bit of a power surge. His power slugging numbers up this month as he shoots this one foul onto the first base camera well. Hit off the facing of it and deflected all the way back into the field of play. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders' third base coach and manager, came down the line and scooped it up. Hicks will see another 3-2 count. Locked at two. Pull side shift on for the lefty. A payoff. Swing in another tapper, this time inside that first base dugout. Another long battle tonight for a Rough Riders hitter. Seen that quite often. Abby Ortiz has been responsible for a few of them. Here's the 3-2. Called strike three. Hicks was leaning back, but it looked like it caught the inner edge of the plate. He was on top of the dish. A well-executed pitch for Walker Brockhaus, and his first out comes via the strikeout. Hicks down on strikes, and in steps Cody Freeman. He's 0 for 3 tonight, riding a four-game hitting streak. But he's 0 for 3 with a flyout, a groundout, and most recently a strikeout. The pitch home. Just misses downstairs. Palma tried to pull it back into the zone, but to no avail. Mentioned the strikeout for Freeman. That's been a bit of an issue for him over this couple of weeks as he watches upstairs for ball two. But over the course of the year, hasn't been an issue at all for Cody Freeman. He's done a really nice job putting the ball in play. But over about the last half month, Freeman struck out at a higher rate than we've seen this year, and he clubs this one to deep left center field. Corona ranging back at the track, and this ball is gone. Cody Freeman belts his eighth homer of the season, and the Riders are back in front. It's 3-2 Frisco. Make it a five-game hitting streak for Cody Freeman. And he's got six extra base hits in his last seven games. And that one a big one. Riders in front 3-2. Boy, is Cody Freeman just oh so clutch. And over the course of the year, time and time again, Cody Freeman has put the Rough Riders ahead. He does it again here. And Aaron Zavala watches downstairs for ball one. Josh Hatcher on deck. Rough Riders scored one in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the fifth, now one here in the bottom of the eighth, and they lead it 3-2. Aaron Zavala, 1-for-3 with a double today. The pitch home. Checked his swing. Looked like he was able to hold it up. It's called a ball. Fastball at 95. Misses upstairs. 2-0.
Freeman's splits home and road have been drastic. He's hitting 347 with a nearly 1,000 OPS at home.
And the pitch called a strike. Just clipped the outer third, but Zach, you're exactly right. And this is a hitter-friendly ballpark over the course of the summer, but it's not like an Amarillo hitter-friendly.
And that's a big boy homer out to left center.
That it is. Now 2-1. Miss downstairs. Zavala in the driver's seat.
But he's struggled on the road. You know, hitting just 209 under 600 OPS on the road. He always says, you know, just want to get back home because he knows he hits better here. And, well, first game back, it's a go-ahead homer in the eighth.
Love to see it. The 3-1. Called a strike. Zavala had already dropped his bat. He was headed to first base. But home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. called it a strike at the top of the zone.
And to make it even better, his girlfriend Leah is here. It's her birthday today. So
oh, go
ahead, homer on his girlfriend's birthday.
Big celebration tonight, especially if the Rough Riders are able to hold on and win game one of this series, game one of the second half. 3-2 count to Aaron Zavala with one gone and the base is empty. right, he kicks and delivers. Swinging a broken bat up the middle on a ground ball. It's Matthews, the shortstop, who gloves it and delivers a step ahead of Aaron Zavala. Two gone. And Josh Hatcher will dig in. Hatcher 0 for 3 tonight with a pair of groundouts to shortstop and a flyout to right field. That was his last time up. Hatcher had himself a good road trip as he waves and misses. Hit 316 on the road trip. Scored a team-high 3 runs. Behind 0-1. The pitch home. Breaking ball called a strike. And it's quickly nothing and 2 on the left-handed hitting first baseman today, Josh Hatcher. Hatcher's been one to pull off late inning heroics as he waves and misses at a pitch in the dirt. It skips over Palma. And he's aboard first base on a wild pitch. And here comes Abby Ortiz. What an odd swing. At the replay, it looked like it clipped the front of the plate. Initially, I thought he had fouled it off, but it just perfectly hit at the front of the plate and bounced over Palma's head behind the dish. Hatcher runs on the first pitch. The throw from Palma on line and in time. Josh Hatcher chopped down for the fourth time this year. Now 9 for 13 stealing bases. Second caught stealing for Miguel Palma tonight, and it ends the inning. But the Riders get a run on a solo blast by Cody Freeman. They lead it 3-2 as we head to the ninth. 3 outs to go for the Riders in search of win number 1 in the second half. When we come back, Zach Bigley will take over on the play-by-play here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Owens takes over for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning, looking for the save as Frisco looks to capture game one of this series and game one of the second half. What a clutch home run by Cody Freeman, giving the Rough Riders the lead 3-2. So here's Kennedy Corona, bottom third of the order, due up for the hooks against Owens. The pitch. That one misses low at 100 miles an hour, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, there's the second time in Owens' career he's hit 100.
That
he hit 100.
A little better.
What's that?
That one a little better.
Yes, it did. First time he did, it ended up over the fence. The pitch. Swinging a foul straight back. That one at 97, and it's 1-1. It was the first pitch of his last outing on Sunday. He gave up an opposite field home run to Denzel Clark. And he said, out of my hand, I knew it. I knew that it was felt good, but it did not feel good seeing it go over the wall. The pitch is high, and it's two balls and one strike.
Denzel Clark had 3 homers in that series last week against the Rough Riders. But congratulations to Tyler Owens, and it's official now. He's thrown 100 twice in a game. So you'll never forget your first. The pitch is well high all the way back to the backstop, 3-1. And I don't think he'll ever forget that first time he threw 100. Giving up the home run.
Well, he's been high 90s throughout the course of the year. And I remember on the road trip early in the year to Corpus Christi, I asked him if he'd ever made it over the mark. And he said, no, 99.3 is the mark.
And there's a cutter down the middle for a strike. It's 3-2.
Just every time, he said, I reach back and throw real hard, whip my head around, and it'd say 99.3, and I can't get over that mark. He's finally made it. Good for Tyler Owens.
It's definitely a cool thing to say. The Rough Riders have some hard throwers in this bullpen. The pitch. Lashed up the middle and passed Caber Rodriguez at second base. It's into center field. And that time a cutter right down the middle, and Corona singles. So the tying run aboard here in the ninth inning. This game's far from over, and Zach Cole stands in now. 3 runs on 6 hits for the Riders. 2 runs on 6 hits for the Hooks. The pitch. Well high, and it's 1-0. And Johnson will go out and chat with Owens. They did, by the way, official scorer's decision, they marked an error on Cooper Johnson for a drop pop-up earlier in the game. So the Rough Riders have committed an error tonight. They have the fewest errors and best fielding percentage in all of minor league baseball, but a defensive miscue by Coop. Cole is 0-3 today with a couple strikeouts, and he bounced into a 5-6 fielder's choice to end the sixth inning as well. The Riders have had so much success this season against Corpus Christi. It's really been Corpus and San Antonio combined. The Riders are 13-5 against Corpus and 5-1 here in this building. They have a chance to go 6-1 today. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Lined into center field and hit fairly well. Strom racing back. He's there to make the catch. Cole tagged it on another one in the middle third of the zone. And a line out to center field, and there's one away for Miguel Palma. Combined between Corpus Christi and San Antonio, the Rough Riders have played them 30 times. And the Rough Riders have won 24 of the 30 head-to-head games between these two teams, the Hooks and the Missions. There's the stretch. And the pitch to the right-handed batting catcher. Pierces the outside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. And that's so hard to fathom. Rough Riders swept a 7-game series down in San Antonio last month. And then split down in Corpus. Quick throw over to first, not in time. I should say earlier in the month. And that's helped. And that's what helped them get that division title in the first half, was their success against those two teams. Trying to continue it to start the second half. 0-1. In the air, foul down the right field line, and Owens is ahead 0-2. The Riders and Hooks will play game 2 of this series tomorrow. Ryan Garcia will go for the Rough Riders. He's 5-3 with a 4.36 ERA against Miguel Ulloa, 3-3 with a 4.66 earned run average. Stretching the pitch. Up and in. Misses with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Ulloa is one of the best in the league at not allowing hits. He has the lowest batting average against in all of AA. That should be a good pitching matchup, as Garcia has thrown well over his last few starts. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow. Tickets start at just $11 if you want to join us out here at Riders Field. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with a split finger on the inside corner, and Tyler Owens strikes out his first.
Two away here in the ninth inning for Tommy Sacco Jr. Nasty split. Probably a little more elevated than Owens wanted it, but got the swing through. So now top of the card, runner at first. And the pitch. Outside corner is strike with the splitty, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders lead it 3-2, top of the ninth inning. Owens stretches. And he brings it in. Just outside, missing with the fastball. One ball and one strike. It's a crowd of 3,457 tonight. Owens readies. And the 1-1. Just below the zone of the split finger. And it's two balls and one strike. Owens had a sweeper to begin the season, but they canned that pitch. Just a three-pitch mix right now, and it's been effective for him. He brings in the 2-1. In the air, foul down the left side. It's 2-2. Owens in line for the save here. It would be his third of the season. He brings in the 2-2. Low off the outside corner, missing with the heater. Three balls and two strikes. On the season, Owens a 2.78 ERA. Corona began the inning with a single. He's at first. Payoff pitch. He runs. Got him looking. Fastball down and away. Strike three, and the Riders win. Tyler Owens locks down the save, and the Riders win a great opening game. Cody Freeman with the go-ahead homer in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-2. Riders take it over the Corpus Christi Hooks. They move to 14-5 head-to-head against Corpus Christi this season, and they start out the second half 1-0 here in 2024. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next. Riders win it 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you after a Riders 3-2 win over the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Riders jump out to a 1-0 record in the second half. They don't really have to worry as they've already clinched their ticket into the 2024 Texas League postseason. But why not go ahead and rattle off a really nice second half of great baseball? They improved to 20 games above 500. Corpus Christi overall 26-44 and 0-1 now here in the second half. Let's take a look back at game number 70 for the Riders here on this steamy Tuesday evening. The Riders 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, 5 stranded for Frisco. And on the other side, Corpus Christi 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and 8 left aboard the base paths. Had some opportunities, but
The Rough Riders were able to work out of some jams. A couple of really nice starts tonight. Obviously, Joey Mancini went five innings, tying his career high, and just his second start of the season, his 14th game. Four hits, two earned runs, two walks, and four strikeouts for Mancini. Josh Steven outdueled him, going six innings of five-hit, two-run baseball. The two runs both earned, but one of them came around to score on a balk. That tied the game at two all, which if it weren't for that balk, Josh Steven may be looking at his third win of the season, but nonetheless, a really good start. Just walked one and turned in five strikeouts. Steven Jennings picks up the win, going two scoreless, hitless innings of relief. He did issue two walks while picking up two strikeouts. Walker Brockhouse drops to 0-1. Mentioned Steven Jennings gets the win. He's 5-0 on the year. And then Tyler Owen slammed the door, picking up his third save as a Rough Rider. We look at the scoring. The Rough Riders hopped out to an early lead. That was in the bottom of the second inning. It started with two outs. Abimelech Ortiz and Max Acosta each worked walks. Ortiz later came around to score on a RBI single by Caber Rodriguez. And then in the top of the fourth inning, Corpus Christi was able to tie things up. They went three consecutive hits in the fourth against Josh Steven, but he was able to get out of it, just allowing the one run. In the bottom of the fifth, the Rough Riders regained the lead on an RBI single by Kellen Strom that also came with two outs. And then in the top of the sixth inning, just a couple of minutes later, the Hooks were able to knot things back up at two. Jacob Melton led off the inning with a double, advanced to third on a deep flyout, and then came around to score on a balk. And then the difference tonight was Cody Freeman's eighth homer of the year. A moonshot to left center field that put the Riders ahead 3-2. That would be our final score. Cody Freeman delivered the final blow. You look at the offensive performances for the Rough Riders. They mustered up six hits. They came from four different players. Kellen Strom had the RBI base hit. Cody Freeman had the go-ahead homer. Aaron Zavala doubled. And Caber Rodriguez notched three hits, including a pair of doubles. So not a huge offensive night for the Riders, but Josh Steven, combined with Steven Jennings and Tyler Owens, gave them a shot. They win it 3-2 and improved to 45-25 on the year, 1-0 here in the second half. We'll step aside. The Riders take game one of the six-game set against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks. We'll preview tomorrow's game, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch, when we come back on the other side.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Manley with you on the postgame show. Riders win it 3-2, and they're back in action tomorrow. A 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Riders, 5-3 with a 4.36 ERA against Miguel Uliola, 3-3 with a 4.66 ERA. And both of these offenses are very familiar with the guys on the other side. On the visiting side, Uliola will make his third start and fourth appearance against the Riders. He surrendered 8 earned runs over 14 innings across those 3 appearances. That's a 5.14 ERA. He has issued 12 walks while picking up 21 strikeouts over those 14 frames. And as Zach mentioned, he's been so good at not allowing base runners to reach via the hit. The walks have been a bit of an issue for him. The Riders have tagged him for 2 home runs, but only 6 hits across those 14 innings for just a 128 average. He does not have a decision in those 3 games. Ryan Garcia makes his 4th start against the Hooks. Garcia is 1-1 with a 4.73 ERA. That's 7 earned runs across 13 and a third innings pitched, giving up 12 hits, 9 walks with 10 strikeouts, and hasn't surrendered a homer. The Hooks offensively over those 13 and a third innings hitting .250 against Ryan Garcia. But Garcia has been really, really good as of late. He's given the Riders a chance to win almost every time he's been out there over the past couple of months. It was a slow start for him in the month of April. It wasn't his best stuff, but has really responded after, you know, in the month of April, going 1-2 with a 6 ERA, posted a 3.1 ERA in the month of May across 4 starts, and then in 3 starts this month is 1-1 with a 4.11 ERA. So Garcia has been really good. He's coming off of a start where he went 6 innings and a win over Midland, giving up 2 earned runs on 4 hits and 2 walks with 7 strikeouts. So Ryan Garcia versus Miguel Ulloa tomorrow, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch, game 2 of this 6-game set. All sorts of fun stuff going on here at the ballpark. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for 3 games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders take the series opener over the Astros-affiliated Hooks by a final score of 3-2. We talked about tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. You can get in the doors here at Riders Field for just $11. And then on Thursday, you're going to want to come back for another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Thirsty Thursday. You can enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball here from Riders Field. It's also Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, which means those 21 and up can grab $25 Lazy River tickets. You get access to the Lazy River and super, super cheap drink deals. Then on Friday, it opens Multicultural Weekend, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It's Roque Into Idioma Night. Rocking Your Language Night is the first of the Rough Riders Quesos de Frisco days of the year and the first day of Multicultural Weekend. You can come out early and grab yourself a Quesos de Frisco t-shirt giveaway. That's presented by Cacique at the Gates. And all that, of course, sponsored by Baylor Scott and White Health. And then cap it off with some fireworks following the game, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Again, 7:05 on Saturday. It's Anime Wonderfest as Multicultural Weekend rolls on. There'll be all sorts of exhibitors and artist vendors, activations and activities, and some fun Japanese and Asian food guest cosplayers, and even more going on throughout the contest. And then following the game, kids can run the bases courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's, just like all the kids can here at Riders Field following Saturday home games. And then round out the weekend on Sunday, as Multicultural Weekend comes to a close, it's Major League Cricket Night with the Texas Super Kings. All sorts of fun stuff going on here, including Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts all throughout the contest. And then Sunday Summer Fireworks presented by Crowder Law Firm. You can enjoy fireworks from the field powered by Pyro Shows of Texas and presented by Crowder Law Firm. All sorts of good things going on here at the ballpark over the remainder of this week. The Rough Riders win game one of this six-game set against the Corpus Christi Hooks by a final of 3-2. They'll get back at it tomorrow. A 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Ryan Garcia and Miguel Uyola dueling it out on the hill. Well, on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, we thank you for hanging out with us here from Riders Field on this warm Tuesday evening. Riders get the job done, 3-2. I'm Luke Maley, and we'll catch you tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!